Okay, der AIDS Koma gerade am Schluss in der Studentation.
Is he being frantic? I'm gonna get got the shock of being for a second day.
I don't know, but I'm gonna feel like I'm gonna have that. So when the ones that have everything, saying I'm gonna get to hire them.
Okay, so first of all, any moment so get your vacation ready and then button up and stuff.
So I'm gonna feel like I'm gonna ready.
Okay, so I'm gonna say A's and I'm gonna see what it is. If you could text.
Sorry.
Black was a number in the county that I live in.
Okay, but that's about Oakham died orientation paperwork for them, right?
Yeah.
You have to see what do they pack it.
Mine of this is, I think they took, because I'm going to name Zayed, and that was going to be in essentially DBA or whatever, if you're changing the number.
Okay.
I guess Dana got to shit, you know?
Okay.
The acknowledgement that they attended orientation.
Ah, okay. Okay. So first name is last name and was used from 10 to 2. 4 hours.
Yes. Okay, so was loving hiring as well. We need to make sure you have everything from them. The next thing would be creating the profiles in HHA. Yes, as a question, we have our own HHA, the Chabuch Zayed HHA. I don't want to put AIDS into both HHAs though.
Right.
We were waiting for Donna to finish the clinical part, the patients, in order to switch over to our HHA. And also, it means that when we switch over to our HHA, that we start processing payroll for now. Processing payroll because we get... And we get an export from them, just like Excel file, make information, and Tamaz like manually creates the payroll. Just kind of happens because if we're not ready, just we'll just open them. The issue payroll off Paisa, or otherwise guy machine. Because naturally Kim's issues and messes, and I'm not going to be able to even pick up the phone.
Was it them on payroll? Kim Taran officially, was it that payroll?
So the way payroll is when you do it through HHA, they clock in. From the HHA app, I have a schedule entered in HHA. It has called a master week. And it creates the schedule on the calendar. And when they clock in, it matches the time that's in the schedule, and it puts the visit into the calendar.
Okay.
Each visit is linked to an authorization, so it authorizes the duration based on what the authorization for services is. And they process payroll through HHA, so... Meaning, it's from one platform, yeah. And the app that they use to clock in is an HHA Exchange app.
And it's synced with Excelforce.
Excelforce is, we use HHA,
we export
information from HHA into Excelforce.
Into Excelforce, okay.
Yeah. And then they're using Excelforce, the app in Excelforce has HCM2Go. And that's the app that they're going to use to see their pay stuff.
Okay.
Let me wait for Donna to call me, and I'll give you more information afterwards, okay?
I mean, if they start working next week, they are going to get paid on pay stuff.
So payroll is, I think, the following week. So let's say that their first work day.
Yeah.
Let's say the first day that they work is Tuesday the 31st. Their first pay day is only going to be
Friday the 10th.
The 10th, yeah.
Day after Yom Tov.
That's pay data, but they have to, meaning payroll has to be processed by Wednesday. You can push it to Thursday, but which means immediately Yom Tov. So if I start it, that means just in Tuesday night is Yom Tov. That means I have to make sure that I get everything situated between Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, but how many new employees are there gonna be? Like,
some of them.
It matters.
How many?
Or
no.
No, depending on the issue is a guy dance, yes.
No, so it's some Spanish systems. Also, the existing aid. Just the way they have their payroll set up. They have mileage it was too, but I don't know, it's complicated, but I think that we figure out a way to, how we're going to do it. Or I'm going to have to manually make an adjustment for the 568.
You have the imperial next well for us, like in the time of the counting the hours, and then making an Excel sheet is important in Excel for us.
Yeah, but that's how Tomas is payroll. He probably just others when it comes to, it's technically billing flat payroll, meaning if the guy is better than billing, we're not going to put into payroll. So just to give an example, patients approved for 10 hours, and the shifts are entered as 10 hours and 50 minutes, but not adjusted. It's pre-billing issues.
Okay.
That needs to be addressed before pay rates have to be put into HHA.
Okay.
Our HHA puts stuff into Salesforce.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some, there's probably just a bunch of little hiccups that's got to be changed. And I kept pushing that I don't want the first payroll to be a crisis. It's just, I know what's going to be. It's going to be a disaster. Actually, well, they were all between a week ago, but for some reason they couldn't. So she can't some custody. I don't like the clinical part in HHA.
Mm-hmm.
So many things on the patient side. The plan of care, the, I don't know what was much different. Rebecca's not in here, but stop checking the feed. When they hire an aide, if they get some type of email, she probably should create something with other information. Yeah, let me wait to hear from Donna, and I'll take it from there. Text me while she can. Actually, I guess Donna's going to let me know who actually attended and who didn't.
Right.
And then I can see from there. But the two that reached out to you, is that going to fully ready because you're not waiting on anything? You can slap me their name and their county, please.
Okay. It does it. And then I'm going to tell them that we're waiting on the paperwork from Donna, and then we'll reach out to them soon.
Yeah, just say, just say we'll be in touch with you shortly. What you could do is ask them what their availability to work is. It's probably a smart sheet, but if it's not, put the information in.
Okay.
Cancel like in the actual smart sheet note, not in the, meaning in the cancel like in the comment section.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, bye.